Our reading for Thursday, April 23rd, is going to begin in the book of Acts, chapter 1. We've finished up the book of John, and we're going to move into the book of Acts, chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days, and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heavens? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. They then returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. In those days Peter stood up among the brothers, the company of persons was in all about 120, and said, Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted in his share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection. And they put forward two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, You, Lord, know the hearts of all. Show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in the ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place. And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. That finishes chapter 1. And the Great Commission has been given to them. For example, Matthew chapter 28. And they have now reached the point in which Jesus is going to ascend into heaven. They're not fulfilling that great commission yet, but they are with him until he ascends, and they still seem to have a little bit of a misunderstanding about what the kingdom is truly going to be, which leads them to ask that question, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Now keep in mind that the book of Acts is written by Luke. Luke wrote one of the Gospels as well, and he mentions there at the very beginning that he's writing to Theophilus, and that he's already told him about everything leading up to this point, and now he's going to account for the actions of the apostles and the early church in the first century. So he ends his little introduction there with the promise Jesus gave to them about the Holy Spirit, which we've read in the book of John as well. And that is when they ask this question, is this when you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus doesn't chide them for any lack of understanding. He just says, it's not for you to know times or seasons. And So he shifts their focus a little bit and points again to that promise of the Holy Spirit that would come upon them. Now, I insert my own thought into this and think that Jesus handles it this way because once they receive the Holy Spirit, then these things will be revealed, and then they will have a full understanding of what the kingdom was going to be. And then tells them they're going to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth, which we do see taking place within the first century and completed before the apostles are gone. Jesus is then ascending into heaven, and while they're standing there, these two men stood by them in white robes, saying, "Why are you looking up into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go." So that seems to be the motivation or the push they needed to move along their way to go back to Jerusalem and wait, just as they were told to do. They're waiting in that upper room, and they realize, perhaps over a little bit of time, that they need to choose another person, or at least they need to allow the Lord to choose another person to be an apostle. And so it is Peter that stood up, and he points out that the scriptures have to be fulfilled. And he, in verse 20, points out in the book of Psalms those places in which he recognizes those scriptures prophesy and need to be fulfilled. That's from Psalm 69 and Psalm 109. And at that point, they decide the criteria for who is going to be chosen. It has to be somebody that was a witness throughout the whole ministry of Jesus, beginning from the baptism of John. So they would have seen everything that the other disciples saw during this time. And so they say a prayer, recognizing that the Lord needs to be the one to choose his own ambassador. And they cast lots then. After that prayer, the lot falls on Matthias, and then he is one of the apostles. So they were asking for some divine intervention, something that you and I don't have available for us today, to ask the Lord to indicate by a casting of lots. But at this time, this was the will of the Lord, and that's the way it was accomplished. And so that'll put us up to chapter 2, when we come up to the day of Pentecost, and they finally receive that which is promised, which would be the Holy Spirit. So I realize today was kind of a quick reading, but that'll get us started to start thinking about the book of Acts. Please come back tomorrow, and we will begin in chapter 2. I would ask that you continue in prayer and ask that God be with us all. Thank you.